Good morning, New Hope. Let me welcome our online community, whether you are watching live or catching up later. It's so good that you are tuning in with us. And for those in the room, whether you're in the atrium or right here, it's so good to be with you. I am loving this weather. I love the fall weather. I like it when it's cold in the morning. Don't like that it's too hot in the afternoons, but it's better than being hot all day. Church, today we are wrapping up our series, The Life You Didn't Expect. And if you were not here last week, I would encourage you to check out Pastor Rusty's message. It was really powerful. I mean, I heard it about 3 times already this week. So this is part 2 of it. And the series is called The Life You Didn't Expect. And that's the question, right? What do you do when life doesn't go as planned? Maybe it's a layoff, a divorce, a diagnosis, a death, a broken dream, or a relationship that falls apart. And in those moments, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed by disappointment, doubt, and yes, even rejection. We wonder, where is God? How do I move forward when everything feels so uncertain? Have you ever been in that place before? But here's the good news. If you are a follower of Christ, if you are, for the first time, you're coming to church, let me tell you this. Those unexpected turns don't have to hijack your story. You are not defined by your past, your mistakes, or even your current circumstances. And I want you to hear this loud and clear. God is still present. God is still here. He's still available. God is present in this very moment. Maybe you feel uncertain right now. Maybe you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Maybe you are questioning your own identity. Let me tell you this. God is still here. He's still present. God is still working. Even in the mess you didn't choose. Sometimes we get caught up in someone else's mess. And we wonder to ourselves, how did I end up here? Even in those messes, God is still present. He's still there. He's still available. So the question is, how do we go from here? My life just took an unexpected turn. What do I do next? I am tired. I am worn out. It feels like life just keeps punching harder and harder. Where do I go from here? I mean, many of us have felt that way before. Where do we go from here? So this morning, I want to answer 2 questions. The first question is this. How do we find hope when life breaks from the script? How do I find hope when life breaks from the script? And the second one is this. And how do we learn to trust God with the life we didn't expect? How do we learn to trust God with the life we didn't expect? And this morning, we are going to look at 3 powerful verses that speak directly to those moments when life doesn't go as planned. And let me tell you this, there's no better advice than God's word. You want to get through something? Use God's word. Not Yayo's words, not Yayo's wisdom, but the word of God. The word of God is powerful, is life-changing, and is God breathing to us. So that's where we start. And as followers of Christ, we need to be in his word 24/7 as much as we can. So we are going to look at 3 verses. And these 3 verses will help us and tells us this. God has a purpose, hope holds us steady, and his mercy is new every morning. So let's jump into today's word. Let me get my message notes. For those who don't know, my wife comes at the 9 a.m. service, and she writes notes for me in how to say things and pronunciate things. She's my ESL teacher 24/7. So I got my notes here, so we'll make this work. So our first verse of the day is this, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So as we read this verse, our first point is this. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Life may feel out of control, but this verse reminds us that God is still working even in the painful and unexpected parts of our life into his plan. And notice that this verse says, God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him. Everything. That means in your life is not, that means nothing in your life is wasted. Not even the loss, the heartbreak, not the disappointment. God can redeem it all when you believe in him. For example, maybe you are walking through a season where you lost your job that you really depend on it. At that time, it feels devastating, like the rock has been shaking off the ground and you just don't even know you of balance. But later you realize that God used that setback to open a new door, a better job, a new opportunity. And here's another one. Maybe he's using that opportunity so you can trust him in ways you have never trusted him before. In church, sometimes it's easy to come to God when trouble is happening. And when everything is going fine, when everything is going good, we don't come to him. So sometimes God needs to shake this to remind us, I'm still here, bro. I'm still here. And I know that happens to me at times. There's times in my life that I don't come to God unless I need of God. And I feel that sometimes that's the reason why things have to happen to remind us that we can trust in a God who's there 24/7. Not just when the bad's happening, but also when the good is happening. So if you are new for the first time and this is your first time hearing about God, let me tell you this. Your story is not random. It has a divine purpose. Your story is not random. It has a divine purpose. In other words, the things that have happened in your life, both the good and the bad, are not just a series of accidents. God is intentional. He's writing a story with your life that is bigger than what you can see at the moment. You just have to believe it. You have to trust it. You have to trust him. Think about it. Every chapter, even the painful ones, is part of how God is shaping you, growing your faith, and preparing you for the next season or what's ahead. And sometimes what feels like a detour, I hope I said that right, it's not in my notes. What happens like a detour to you may actually be part of God directing you. Let me give you an example. In 2011, I God called me to ministry. And I spent probably from 2011 to 2017 at church 24/7. From 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. at times. I love being at church. I was the guy doing everything I could to just serve the church and be at the church. But in 2016, I was tired. And I came to a conclusion that I'm burning out. I gave up on family. My mom, I probably saw my mom probably two or three times a year at times. I was just burning out. And I asked God, please change me, man. Maybe I just need to go to the corporate world and just work at the corporate world and just volunteer at church. I'm tired. Church drama is church drama. I'm tired of the church drama. I'm tired of the church politics. I'm tired. I need to change it up. And at that moment, I was asking God, why do I feel this way? Why do I go through this? I'm tired. And what God was teaching me there is to learn how to balance ministry with job, with my family. So I was single back then. Now that I'm married, I am so grateful for those 7 years of me doing all that stuff because now I balance everything. I learned to say no to so many things. And I'm a yes person. My heart breaks when I say no to people because I'm always saying yes. I'm a people's pleaser. And it breaks my heart sometimes when I say no. But I had to learn that in ministry, my first job is my wife, my kids, God's calling wherever I'm at. And I had to go through those moments. I had to go through the hardship to understand and learn that God was just training me there. In 2015, I wanted to quit. It's easy to quit. But God doesn't make quitters. It's easy to say, I'm done. Let's finish this. Let me go work at Waffle House. It's easy to do those stuff. But sometimes we go through those moments so we can learn for the next opportunity God opens. Let's look at Ephesians 2:10. This is what he says. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us new in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So you are not here by accident. You are God's masterpiece, designed with intention and purpose. And now I wanna say this to you. You can trust that what feels like a setback is often a setup for something greater. You can trust that what feels like a setback is often a setup for something greater. Again, I use my story. I had to go through those moments that for me felt like a setback, but now that I'm here, I know God has something greater. My wife, Joanna, is always grateful that sometimes I say no to other people so I can be with her. Because again, ministry, my wife is first, then everything else. Now, that breakup, you didn't expect it coming because the unexpected happens when you don't plan for it, correct? That's why it's called unexpected, right? That breakup you didn't see coming, it may be God clearing the way for something greater. In my case, it was Joanna. I went through 5 heartbreaks, and I'm glad for each one of them because it will not lead me to my wife. Losing that job might be the door that leads you to a right opportunity, or also the season where God shows you areas you need to grow in. I always, and before I continue with my next point, I want to break this down in three parts. Number one, your setback is God's setup. Your setback is God's setup. What feels like a detour is often God's redirection. All right? What feels like a detour sometimes is God's redirection. Sometimes you go in this way thinking you got it all under, you're good, you got it. I'm good. But God is like, no, bro, you got to turn around. This is what I'm aiming you to. Or sometimes you are going straight and you forget the mission. Paul says that you got to focus ahead. And we need to focus on Christ even when life hits you hard. And here's the other one. The mess you didn't choose can be the miracle God uses. God still works in the messes. Just think of this. He created Adam out of sand. He created Adam out of the dirt. If he created Adam out of the dirt, imagine what he can do with our mess. Just think of that. I mentioned this before here plenty of times. Every problem comes with an opportunity. Every problem comes with an opportunity to lean on God, an opportunity to trust God more and more. So yes, God has a purpose for you, but we need to trust him. We need to love him, even when we don't see what's ahead of us. This is the time where we need to lean into prayer. When the uncertainty happens, you need to lean into prayer. You need to read God's word. You need to worship God. And you need to surrender everything to God. And everything around you needs to be planned around God 24/7, in the good, in the bad. 2 weeks ago, I was talking to my wife, and I noticed something in my family. I noticed that we are not constantly worshiping at my house. We get caught up with what's going on, that we are not worshiping God like we need to be worshiping him. So my job as a spiritual leader is to set up those moments of worship. And let me tell you, I got 2 great teenagers. And I need to learn how to balance, not to push them away from faith and to keep them to faith. Keep them with God. And that's a hard challenge. Am I right, parents? Because sometimes we want them to come to God. We want them to come to Christ. But we are so heavy on it that they run away from church. And how do we balance that? How do I'm part of the crew. I don't know. Right? But in my responsibility on my kids, I decided we need to worship God more. We need to figure something out. So I decided that Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday is worship. It's worship day at home. You wake up on Tuesday, we are listening to God. We wake up on Thursday, we are listening to God. In my house, in my car, at your school, in your headphones, because I pay for those headphones. We are worshiping God. Okay, you're using my Apple account. We are worshiping God. Tuesday, Thursday, Sundays. Now, what I did is I sent reminders to them. Hey guys, it's worship Tuesday. Don't forget. hey guys, it's Worship Thursday, and I don't need to do it on Sunday because they know Sunday is Worship Sunday. Now, and there's times I do forget to send it. I come home and I'm listening to Bad Bunny. I'm like, guys, why are we listening to Bad Bunny? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday today. Let's come bring it back to Toby Mac, right? So I start doing that, and it's been good at home. I'm not trying to force them, but I have to lead by example. And as parents, we sometimes are afraid. And then when the unexpected happens, then we question, what did I do wrong? But if we don't set them up, if we don't bring the word of God, if we don't listen to worship together, songs together, then it gets challenging. So I had to learn to help my kids to read the word of God, lean on prayer, lean on worship. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was listening to one of my favorite preachers, and this is what he said. God's purpose is greater than your past, and his plan is bigger than your mistakes. This is by Craig Rochelle. He said this, God's purpose is greater than your past, and is bigger than your mistakes. Church, your past does not define you. It does not. Your failures don't come back to you. Jesus is right there. He has forgiven you. And this is where I want to go to our second verse of today's day. Hebrews 6:19. This is what it says. The hope is strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtains into God's inner sanctuary. Let me read this without an accent. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. So with this, we can say this. Hope holds us steady. Hope holds us steady. But hope in Christ holds us steady and for keeping us away from drifting. But here's the problem that happens. We often put our hope into the wrong places. We put our hopes into our jobs, into our finances, into our relationships, and when the unexpected happens, we lose hope because our identity was built on things that can't hold us up. What would happen if we shift our mindset and place our hope in Christ? How would that look like? I'll tell you how it will look like. We'll be safe and steady like an anchor in the middle of the storm. Now, I want to give you 4 ways in how we can change our mindset. So instead of putting your hope in your job security, let's change that to God's provision. So instead of thinking, my job is my identity and my security, shift this to my job is a resource, but God is my ultimate provider. We still need to pay bills. But we don't depend on that money. That's just a resource. Money goes in and goes out fast. Jobs is the same way. But we need to pull our resources. Our job is just resource. But God is my ultimate provider. Now that word provider. God has many names in the Bible. Many names. Emmanuel, Rapha. But here's Alpha Omega. But here's one of my favorite names. Jireh. Jireh means provider. God is my provider. God is Jireh, my provider. So when we lose our jobs, when the job mindset changes, your hope doesn't collapse because your foundation is in Jireh, our God who provides for you. In the good and in the bad, Jireh is present. He's there and he's available. God is Jireh. God is our provider. So now let's go to our second mindset shift. Instead of putting our hope into our finances, man, change it to this, to God's faithfulness. So instead of saying, if I only had enough money, I'll be okay. Change that to, God has always been faithful and he will meet my needs. Money can run out. Trust me, my bank account goes out fast. But his faithfulness never does. He's there 24/7 and he's doing miracles in my life and people that I know of 24/7. Money can run out, but God's faithfulness never does. Remember, he's Jireh, God provider. So now let's go to my third point. So instead of putting your hope into a relationship, change this mindset to put your hope to God's love. So instead of believing and saying to yourself, if that person only loved me, I'd be accepted. If that group of people only see me, I'll be great. No, change that mindset to this. God already loves me. I am not defined by those relationships. I am defined by the great I am, who is Jesus Christ, who died for me, and those relationships don't define me. God, Christ, Jesus defines me. And when you change to that mindset, man, you can enjoy relationships. Even when they let you down, you'll be okay because you are not defined by them. So now let's go to my fourth point. Let's change our hope from control to trust God's plan. Now, this is hard because we all love to control. Am I right? We all love to control. And here's a quick, fast example. I like to drive the car. I trust my wife. She's a safe driver. And I don't have issues with her, but I like to drive the car because I want to be in control. Right? That's me. I want to drive the car because I want to control it. But in this place here, when we change our mindset from our hope to putting our hope in our control to put our hope into trusting God, instead of saying, I have to figure everything out, your mindset now changes to this. Even when I don't understand, I can trust God's plan for my life. Even when I don't get it, even when I get that phone call, even when I'm not driving the car, I'm okay because I can trust God's plan. And that takes the pressure from carrying everything on your own. God says, bring your burdens to me. All of them. Not a few of them. All of them. Bring your burdens to him because he cares for you. And he's ready to carry them for you. That changes everything. So now, I want to say this. An anchor doesn't remove the waves, but it keeps you from being swept away. Life still hits us. Life still happens. But when you put your hope in Christ and your anchor is in Christ, you will not be swept away. You can stay still and you know you may be shaking, those waves are hitting you, but you're good because you know that your anchor is in Christ. Look what Psalms 62 says. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My fortress. He alone is my rock. He's my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. Church, our hope is not in our circumstances. Our hope is in God who never changes. He does never change. So whether you lost a job or a relationship or you are dealing with health issues or life just keeps piling on, here's the truth. You will be okay because hope in Christ will keep you steady. You will be fine because Jesus keeps you steady. But here's the key. You have to put your hope in Christ and in him only, not in your paycheck, not in your relationships, not in your own strength, in Christ. And when you put your hope in Christ, I can tell you this, and I'm 100% sure this will happen. Jesus will never fail you. He will never let you down. He will be with you 24/7 because Jesus doesn't fail. He will never fail you. Now let's go to my third verse. We're going to find this in, we go in Old Testament now. Lamentations 3, 22 to 24. This is what it says. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begins fresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. With that, we can say with confidence that God's mercy is new every morning. God's mercy is new every morning. Man, I don't know about you, but hearing this feels so good. That I don't have to carry my pain today and tomorrow's going to be something new. Because God's mercy is new every day. And no matter how hard today may feel, his mercy will meet us again in the morning. Even when you lost everything, God's mercy resets the story every single day. Yesterday's failure doesn't define you. Yesterday's pain doesn't have the last word. Every sunrise is proof that God is still faithful, still present, and still offering you a new start. That means you don't have to live stuck in regret. You are not defined by your past. You don't have to carry yesterday's weight into today. His mercy is your reset button, reminding you that the story isn't over because the author hasn't finished writing it yet. And we can say this here. You don't have to be defined by yesterday. Today is a new gift in Christ. Today is a new gift in Christ. Isaiah 43:19 says, For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Don't you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry waste lands. This verse reminds us that even when life feels like a wilderness, dry, empty, hopeless, God is already at work doing something new in your life. You may not see it yet, but God is making a new path where there wasn't before. He's bringing water into your driest parts of your life. That's what he's doing. That's what his mercy does every morning. So if you lost something, if you feel like life is nothing but a desert and wasteland, remember this. God's mercy creates new beginnings right in the middle of brokenness. He creates new beginnings right in the middle of brokenness. Now, life will still hit us. I really wish I can tell you that life will be perfect. It's not. Go check Pastor Rusty's message last week. He goes deeper into this. Life will hit us like waves hitting us. But with Christ, we can continue moving forward. So we just look at three verses. Romans, Hebrews, and Lamentations. And I want to tie it all together with this last point. Resilience in Christ means we rise again even when we feel defeated. Resilience in Christ means we rise again even when we feel defeated. So what does resilience mean? Well, it means the ability to bounce back, to endure and to keep going even when life knocks you down. It's not about avoiding hardships. It's about how you respond to the hardships. That doesn't mean you are not going to fall down or you're never going to go through pain. Life hits us in different ways. But resilience in Christ means the story doesn't end there. Because of Jesus, we don't stay down. We rise again. Jesus gives us the strength that we need to continue moving forward. His spirit gives us the courage when we feel weak. And his promises reminds us that failure is not final and that defeat is not forever. Just think about this. When Jesus died at the cross, many believe that he was done. Many believe that he's done. He's dead. His disciples gave up. But what happened 3 days later? He rose again. He came back to life, proving that everyone was wrong, that he is God, that he is the Son of God. Jesus rose again. And let me tell you something about this. That same power, that same resurrection that Jesus came with now lives in us. If you are a follower of Christ, that lives in us. This is what Romans 8:11 says. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. That's why we can get up. That's why no matter what life throws away, we'll move forward because Jesus already defeated the death. He won. There's victory already in Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you another example. Think about Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and that was his lowest point. Many can say, man, he's done. Ain't no coming back from it. Gen Z's will say he's cooked. That's it. But what did Jesus do? Jesus met him in the resurrection and restored him and said to Peter, feed my sheep. feed my sheep. This part of Peter's story wasn't the end of his story. It became the foundation of his ministry, showing that resilience in Christ will help us move forward. But we need to push forward. We need to trust God. Resilience doesn't mean we don't fall. It means that with Christ, we don't stay down. Yes, life will hit you. The unexpected will come. But when you trust in Jesus Christ, you can get up. You can continue moving forward. It doesn't end there. We have a mission. We have a job to do. And it's to go make disciples. It's to share the light of Jesus. Even when life hits you, you can trust that God has a beautiful purpose in your life, in your family, in your work. But you have to trust. You need to believe in Christ. And if you haven't yet believed in Jesus, man, Pastor Rusty explained it in three different ways last week. And I hope I can do it the right way. He said it's easy as the ABC. Let's see if you guys do your homework. A, admit. B, believe. C, choose. That's easy. They did a great job, Pastor Rusty. It's easy as that. You don't have to change everything right away. Let God work that part. But you can trust him. I can tell you stories of my life and how I seen God working and how he saved me from cancer and how he saved me from some crazy things I got myself into when I shouldn't have been getting into, but he was there still. My God is awesome. My God is amazing. And let me tell you, we are in this together if you are a follower of Christ. We are not defined by our failures. We are defined by his grace. We are defined by him. And through Jesus Christ, we can move forward and make disciples and love people like Jesus loves. And church, our country needs believers to stand up and share the light of Jesus Christ. We need to pray. We need to show the word of God. And when the unexpected happens, when you get that bad news, you can tell to the unexpected, it's okay. You can hit me as hard as you want. But you know what? My father is behind me. He has something greater. My mom used to say in Spanish, I'll see if I can say it right. If life hits you with lemons, you make what? Lemonade. Put some sugar there too, by the way. So good. So church, I don't know what you are going through right now. Maybe you are losing your job. Maybe you're going through a relationship struggle, financial struggle, or maybe you're dealing with anxiety, stress. Let me tell you, your answer is Jesus Christ. Trusting him. Believing in him. Don't give up. Don't. It's easy to give up. I wanted to give up in 2015. I wanted to give up in 2016. I wanted to give up in 2017. Something was going on in my life back in those streets. I wanted to give up. I remember my stepfather taking me to Shake and Steak. I don't know if you guys know that place. 2 a.m. And he's telling me, Yayo, Jesus is the reason why you're here. If you give up, you're giving up on Jesus. So don't give up because Jesus hasn't given you up. And I am so grateful for my stepdad reminding me that we are here for Christ. We are here for him, and we need to move forward for him, even when the unexpected happens. So church, let's pray. Father, today, I pray for those who are dealing with financial stress, and job security, whatever they're going to, relationship, Lord. I just pray that they don't give up, that they will trust you, that they will surrender completely to you, that no matter what life brings them, they'll know they'll be okay because you are with us. And Father, help us, guide us, give us the peace that we need to move forward as we are dealing with the unexpected. And Christ, thank you for you. Thank you that you listen to us. Father, thank you for who you are. You are Jireh, our Lord provider. You provide for us. Thank you, Father. In your name, we pray and say, amen. Thank you, church.